tie. I have a fever. There's no escaping. Wish I was different.
Well, there we had four acts that featured members of Obits and Night Marchers. Of course, the pivotal players, Rick Froberg of Obits and John Reese of the Night Marchers. There we had a track from the Sultans, which was a short-lived but pretty cool little side project of John Reese. And they put out two albums on the Sympathy for the Record Industry and John Reese's own record label called Swami Records. That one there was called Shipwrecked from Swami Records, released in 2008, and the song was called I Can't Change. Before that, we of course, we had Rocket from the Crib from 1996, Scream Dracula Scream on Interscope, Dropout, the name of that track, of course featuring John Reese on lead vocal and guitar. Hot Snakes before that from 1995, Audit in Progress, released on the Sympathy for the Industry record label, featuring both John Reese and Rick Froberg on dueling guitar. The track was called Hatchet Job. And from 1992, I believe, was when this one first came out, reissued by Swami Records, but first initially released on the Interscope recording label in 1992, Yank Crime was the album. Drive Like Jehu was the band, and the song, of course, was Golden Brown, one of my faves from that particular record and that band. Now, all those bands we've just mentioned at one time featured Rick Froberg and John Reese, but there's one band that we missed, and we purposely left them out, not including Obits and the Night Marchers. What band did both John Reese and Rick Froberg play in that we didn't play in that set? And if you know the answer, call us up here in the studio, 604-822-2487, and you'll score yourself a pair of tickets to see them this Sunday at the Rickshaw, Obits and Night Marchers. So again, what band did we not play in that last set that features both Rick Froberg and John Reese? We'll give you some time to think about it. 604-822-2487. And while we're thinking about it, let's listen to some Obits.
Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
This boy and girl, coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All right, we just had the two bands that will be performing this Sunday at the Rickshaw Theater, Obits from Brooklyn, New York, featuring Rick Froberg, ex Hot Snakes, Drive Like Jehu, and other like-minded bands. And, of course, Night Marchers featuring John Reese of Rocket from the Crypt, Sultans, Hot Snakes, Back Off Cupids, and the Night Marchers, who we just had in that little two-song set. Night Marchers with a track called Big Enough from a self-released 7-inch single from last year. And, of course, their album came out on the Swami recording label last year as well. Some new material is in the works. But for now, I would strongly advise you to pick up the Night Marchers' last LP. And, of course, Milk Cow Blues, as done by Obits from their recent Sub Pop album, I Blame You. Milk Cow Blues, of course, the traditional 1930s blues song, originally penned as the Milk Cow Blues Boogie by Kokomo Arnold in the 1930s, but of course done to death by a number of blues, R&B, and garage bands all through the 40s up to the 1960s and beyond, to the present day, of course, now with Obits doing their version of Milk Cow Blues from I Blame You on Sub Pop Records. Again, those two bands playing Sunday night at the Rickshaw. We've got a pair of tickets still for this show. And the skill testing question was, what band did Rick Froberg and John Reese play in together that we did not play in that last set of music? So we played Drive Like Jehu, Hot Snakes, Rocket from the Crypt, and the Sultans. But there's one other band that Rick Froberg and John Reese played in together that we did not play. If you know the name of that band, all you got to do is call 604-822-2487, and you'll score yourself a pair of tickets to the show on Sunday night. We'll give you to the end of the program. You still got 15 minutes, so we'll see if we get any takers by the end of the program. So 15 minutes left, 604-822-2487. If you can name me the band that Rick Froberg and John Reese played in that was not played earlier on in this show, if you were listening, and hopefully you were. But if not, you can still let your fingers do the walking through that little old thing called the internet and find the name of that band that both Rick Froberg and John Reese played in and take a stab at winning yourself a pair of tickets. 604-822-2487. Let us continue with some Len Price 3.
We'll be right back. It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Awkward silence. Awkward silence. That was a pretty powerful set of tunes there, and I got a little caught off guard. Thanks, Johnny, for calling in there right at the tail end of that set. And thanks to Rick for calling in and correctly guessing that the band that we did not play that featured members of Obits and Night Marchers was Pitchfork from the mid-'80s. They were around from 86 to 1990. And put out an album and a couple singles here and there. They were on compilations that I remember. Head Start to Purgatory, remember that compilation? Cargo Records? They were on that. But that was the first meeting of Rick Froberg and John Reese. And, of course, that musical friendship would now go on to the present day, where they are now featured in both of their current bands, Obits and Night Marchers, playing this Sunday night at Rickshaw. It's going to be an awesome show. Thanks again, Rick, for calling in. And to those of you who are going to the show, let me know how it goes, because sadly I will not be there for the show. I'll be in Calgary, so you'll have to call in 2 weeks from today for our first show of August and let me know how that went. But in the meantime, we had some kick-ass tunes there from the likes of The Pattern, featuring head Lookout Records honcho Chris Applegren at the helm. And this was a band that was only around for about a couple of years from what I remember, but their album from the mid-1990s was pretty awesome. It was called The Real Feelness, and the track was called Happy Sarong from The Pattern. The Knockout Pills before them from Tucson, Arizona, another fantastic band that was a little bit ahead of the curve with this whole sort of buzzsaw power pop kind of style. But their album on Estrus Records called 1 plus 1 equals 8, and that's not the number but the actual word, on Estrus Records. Amazing record from start to finish. You got to check it out. Not for nothing. Definitely a great song, but the whole album is pretty darn kick-ass. Another kick-ass album, Raining Sounds, play guitar. I can't even imagine why no one would actually not own this record if you're a Raining Sound fan, but if you're just getting around to it now, this is the one to pick up, among others, of course, but the raw power of Raining Sound on this album from In the Red Records, just amazing. I'll Cry, the name of the song from them. Swingin' Neckbreakers, also in the set there, from Kick Your Ass, the album on Telstar Records from 1997. Do the Stand, they haven't done anything quite as good since then, but I still love them. I love you guys. And Len Price 3 started us off from The Medway, from the UK, England, that is. Rent a Crowd, their album from last year on the Wicked Cool Records label. They've since put out a new one just this past February on the label as well, but this one is definitely a must-have as well. She's Not Really There, the name of the song from the Len Price 3. And that, my friends, is it. We're done. It's actually over time. The Morning After show is next. Mark Farabee is getting ready, getting set, getting go with his little show that's coming up next. But we're going to just finish off here. One last song to get you moving and grooving into the lunch hour. And it's going to be from the Strut Records Next Stop Soweto Volume 2 compilation, the great soul, funk, and organ grooves from the townships of Africa from the late 1960s. We've featured this CD before, but there's so many great songs. We're just going to have to play another one for you. And this one is going to be a little track called Little Girl from the Soul Throbs. And it's awesome. What can we say? And that's going to be it. Thanks a lot for tuning us in, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Check out the podcast later today at www.citr.ca, and have yourself a good week.
and make those lights on. I say, hey, little girl, can't you see that it's cold outside? So I'll come on, get to the juice box and make those lights on.
This is Mickey Fitz from The Business. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Keep the faith.
You're listening to The Morning After Show on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver.
Started. I get home and the money's already spent. You look at me like you don't know who I am. Girl, you're making me sad. Before you go to bed, I make you tea. Remember how you used to do the same for me. But nowadays your kisses, they ain't so sweet. So be a bitch to me, yeah. Girl, you're making me sad. So be a bitch to me, yeah. You're driving me mad. So be a bitch to me, yeah. Guys, girl, you're making me worry. Though I know you're coming home with me. Now even though I give you all my attention, you still want more. Lord, honey, I don't know what else I can do for you. So be a bitch to me, yeah. Girl, you're making me blue. Don't be a bitch to me, yeah. Cause I can do that shit too. Don't be a bitch to me, yeah, yeah. Don't be a bitch to me, bitch to me. Say and half of what you do. But that's what you do, girl. Cause you like to get a stir from me. No, I can never look at you and wish you any bad. But you got such a knack, girl, and making me feel so sad. Don't be a bitch to me, yeah. How long will this go on? Don't be a bitch to me.
believes there's love inside, but still can't make up her mind. Over the hill she went, across the sea to send, to search for what can mean so much more. So elusive, addicted lover, and what you want, take your chances. You'll be standing there as a friend. And what you want, you take your chances. You can't make up your mind. Over the hill she went, across the sea to send, to search for what could mean so much more. So elusive, addicted lover, and what you want, you take your chances. You'll be standing there as a friend. And what you want, you take your chances. Chances, if you're still standing there as a friend.
Yeah. let me try the best so I succeed. Let me do my thing, let me play my song, let me have no wonder why I belong. Yeah. We all need some water, we all need some water. Situation today, people using everything, every day, in every way. When will we all see it's not all about what we need? We all need some water.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all of our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Banyan Books, Baru Cafe, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Grindhouse Video, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Royce Clothing and Shoes, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Spank Shoes, and Spank Clothing, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Be happy.
There's only one thing on my mind tonight, baby, and that's the funk. But I'll tell you what it ain't. I say this ain't no TV set, baby, and it ain't no Family Cow.
All right, good morning. You're listening to the Morning After Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oswaldo Perez is still away, but I assure you he will be back next week. My name is Mark Fairby, filling in for, yes, Oswaldo. We have a fairly eclectic show for you today, as per usual. Started that set off with a band out of Montreal, Quebec, called The Beatdowns. This is a new record that's only been out since about June, mid-June, off of a self-titled album called The Beatdown. First track was called One Night. We also heard Fatty Fatty and the Roaches off of their latest Stanley. That was Bitch. As well as the Black Seeds, a band out of New Zealand, who were just touring around Vancouver, and they were playing Ska Fest in Victoria. We heard Take Your Chances off of a Solid Ground. Also, we heard a track from Toots and the Maytals. Why did I play that? Because I just really like Toots and the Maytals. That was off of True Love, which was put out, I believe, in 2004, and it is a pretty awesome album. Features a lot of guest musicians on the album, like Willie Nelson, Bonnie Raitt, Eric Clapton, Ryan Adams, Jeff Beck, and a whole lot of others. That was Pressure Drop, featuring Eric Clapton. It's pretty cool. We also heard a local band called What a Sun, who just played Café du Soleil this past weekend. And I should also mention they are going to be playing a place called the Galerie Gachet. I believe it's in Gastown this coming... What's the date? What's the date? July 24th. That's this coming Saturday. Galerie Gachet. They're a pretty cool band. There's a two-piece band. Ronnie Wada and Reed Henry. We had them in the studio. Was it last... about 2 weeks ago. Right here on the Morning After Show. And, yeah, they're a great band. Two-piece band, but Reed Henry plays the steel pan. And, I don't know, pretty awesome band. Go check them out. But for now, I believe we're going to shift gears a little bit. Like I say, a fairly eclectic show. We're going to get a little bit more folky for you now. Started off a little more reggae ska-ish. Also in the background, I should mention, this is another great local band. It's called Five Alarm Funk. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of this band. They've been around for quite a while. Great live band, high energy, and a lot of fun to see. So if you see them playing around town, make sure you go check them out, because they're pretty awesome. This is a new album they put out called Anything Is Possible. So yeah, we're going to shift gears a little bit here. We're going to play, I'm going to start off with a little track from Jonas Chandel of Headwater, a great local musician. This is a new solo EP that he's put out, self-titled, called Jonas Chandel. It's a track called Drinking the Water. This is the Morning After Show on 101.9 CITR.
Drinking the water, high. Drinking the water, high. in the nick of time. The furnace burned, hot water and cold, with a gift for the spear of silver and gold, of silver and gold. Drinking the water that flows down the creek in the storm. Voices are calling way down the street to come home. Drinking the water, ah, drinking the water, ah, drinking the water, ah, drinking the water that flows down the creek in the storm. Voices are calling way down the street to come home.
Guarantee my final place among the flowers and the dust. And